You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 182 of Take a Bow. I'm your host, Eli Tokash, and this week's episode is like unofficially episode 182. I may go back to 182 next week. I don't know. This week's episode isn't really a real episode in the sense that we like to usually do things over here at Take a Bow, but this week, I am going to be providing you some fun things going on in the industry, both news and with me, and we'll be just chatting about it. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to schedule an interview or a chat this week with any of our guests, because there's a few projects that I've been working on this week and this past weekend. I talked a little bit about it last week as far as I Put a Spell on You. It's officially over. My time as a producer is currently on the shelf now, as I just wrapped up the first kind of, I don't know, I guess like Truth was like my first producing venture. And then this was like the first time I actually got to see something on stage. So that was very, very cool and fun for me. And now that all that madness is out of the way, it's semi out of the way. Truth is, the workload is lightening up, and we have the next few weeks planned out now because of that, as I have a little bit more time on the hands now that midterms are done as well in college and everything. So everything's coming up great for Take a Bow, and we are ready and going to hopefully rejuvenate and get some great content for you until the end of the year, which is crazy that we're almost there. But truth is, this weekend, it was great. I spent my whole time at Sony Hall. I practically lived there, slept and everything there, basically, when I wasn't running back and forth to a midterm, then back to the hall for continuing the day of show madness. But it was great. So I Put a Spell on You happened, and it was a huge success. And we raised almost $200,000 for the Ali Forney Center, which helps homeless LGBTQIA+ kids in our community through all around the world who either ran away or are not accepted at their homes due to, who they've opened their hearts to and who they love, which is just so sad to hear. And nobody should be homeless, let alone children, in this crazy, cruel, crazy and sometimes cruel world. But last night, or I guess this past weekend, there was a lot of love and a lot of support over at Sony Hall as we raised money for such a wonderful cause. And guess what, y'all? You can still show your love and support to the Ali Forney Center and the Broadway community who put together and volunteered their time to put on this wonderful I Put a Spell on You event, which is the Hocus Pocus branch, I guess you could say, of the Broadway version, I guess, of Hocus Pocus and whatnot. So it's great. I mean, the cast is ridiculous. J. Armstrong Johnson, Robin Herder, Demarius Copes. We have Celicia Thomas made a guest appearance. We had Jake Peterson and Ashley Maddox from Parade. We had Tomas Matos, we had Mila Jam, we had Tiffany Mann. I mean, you name it, the list goes on and on. Talia Siskower, Ryan Redman, Taylor Emin Jones. I mean, it was just incredible, filled with talent and filled with cast members of them. And it was just a really great room to be in. And if you want to watch this for yourself, This is going to be streaming on demand at Broadway On Demand, that is. So yes, Broadway has their little own on-demand channel. We filmed it. We are currently doing the post-production, and that is currently going to be live for you all on October 28th. So mark your calendars if, and I know you are, interested in it. It's coming out Saturday, and you'll only have a week to watch it. And if you buy the video version of it on Broadway On Demand, all of those proceeds are once again going to the Allie Forney Center. That's right. 100% of the proceeds will go to supporting LGBT kids and LGBTQIA plus youth who are currently homeless and do not have meals on the table for them. So it's just wonderful what they're doing over there. So highly recommend doing that. And it's just such an incredible show. I can't wait to be a part of it again next year. And continue to raise money for such great causes in this Broadway community. So that was a little bit about my weekend, as well as the opening night of Here We Are, which I was thrilled to be a part of. It was Sondheim's last ever, opening night. I guess if this comes to Broadway, it'll be his last Broadway opening night. But I would say this is like the last premiere of a new musical of his, which is just so sad to hear. But we had a great time on the carpet with that star-studded cast, and we were able to head to the party afterwards. So it was great to catch up with some former Take About guests, as well as, you know, some new ones that we may have on, that we may be in the works. So I'm very excited for that. And in that, in those interviews and whatnot, that's going to be on YouTube very, very soon once we get this I Put a Spell on You stuff out of the way. And then we talked with the cast of who we made cast members kind of recast their current cast members of Here We Are in their favorite Sondheim musical. So that was really, really cool to hear everyone's kind of artistic opinions and thoughts and love for Sondheim come to the forefront on that night, as well as just talking about this process and working with the creative team in the last production of Sondheim, really. So very, very cool stuff, very exciting content coming your way. And that's going to be on YouTube here very soon. Hopefully by next week's episode, it will already be out on YouTube. So stay tuned for that. We'll post on Instagram or whatnot saying that we posted it. Or if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you'll know right when it's posted. Highly recommend doing so. And it was just an incredible night. Michaela Diamond is worth the watch itself. So it was lovely. And Dennis O'Hare. Dennis O'Hare was one of the nicest people I've ever met. So very, very cool stuff. Okay, moving on to like Broadway news of the week. We have exciting news out of Chicago, which our lovely Max von Essen, who we all know and love, he's been on the podcast multiple times, and he was one of our first ever episodes, and then he was in our 100th episode celebration. He is going to be joining Chicago on Broadway as Billy Flynn starting November 6th, which is so exciting. It's so soon. The announcement was just yesterday, Wednesday, and he is just going to kill this role. I'm obsessed about this. I can't believe he's never played it before, never been in Chicago before, because I feel like everyone's been in Chicago. So I just can't wait. And it'll be a great reason to go back to the show and experience the craziness that is Chicago yet again, but also like the craziness, but realness like of life in Chicago. So anyways, that's very exciting. Congrats, Max. We are rooting for you over here. So always exciting to hear you in the news. And then we have some, speaking of like the November 6th date, I guess you could say, we have some sad news coming out of Sweeney Todd, where Gabe Matarazzo is departing on November 5th. He will be taking his final bow in Sweeney Todd as Tobias, starting November 5th, and he is stepping away, obviously, as they go film their fourth, I believe, season of Stranger Things. So very exciting stuff. Hopefully, I was talking to him a few nights ago, 2 weeks ago, maybe. We were at a little event and we were chatting, and he was saying that he was heading out on November 5th and it was still not announced. So he was like, don't mention anything, but yeah, I'm heading out. We're going to start filming again here soon. Obviously the SAG-AFTRA and APAM have some negotiations, some final negotiations to go through. So he doesn't have an exact start date, but it'll be nice for him to have a little break and kind of get back into that Stranger Things world after, you know, performing on Broadway a few times, I guess, in the sense of Dear Evan Hansen and now Sweeney Todd, since filming season 3. So he's been in 2 Broadway shows in between one season, which is pretty crazy, but also so well deserved because he's such a talented human being. So very excited for Gaten, and we can't wait for Stranger Things season 4. So that's going on. And then following the November 5th departure of Gaten, they announced that Annalee Ashford and Josh Groban will also be departing from Sweeney Todd departing January 14th. So you still have some time. You still have some time to go see the show with those two lovely leading actors. And they are lovely and amazing in every sense of the word in this show. They are phenomenal. And I hope that you all get a chance to see it. I would have to say I'm a bit surprised, because I thought that, like, once Groban left the show would kind of, close. Like, I don't know. I thought this was kind of like his baby in a sense. But, you know, there's been a lot of interest lately of playing Sweeney Todd. So I assume they'll get another name in there in no time. And it'll continue to thrive on Broadway. The names being thrown around for replacements right now, I don't know if y'all have heard, some of you have, it's kind of gotten out there, that it's going to be Aaron Tveit, replacing Josh Groban as Sweeney Todd. And then Sutton Foster is going to come in for Mrs. Lovett. I love both of those, and I think both of them would be very interesting. But we will see what happens with all of it. I'm just very excited to see it all. So we shall keep our eyes on that, and I will update you as we hear. And then out of 6, they have some new queens coming into the show, as the OG Aragon Tour Queens of 6 will be reprising all 6 of their roles here on Broadway. And I can't wait, because the 6 OG tour cast kind of blew up on the internet, and everyone was loving their performances. So I'm excited for New York audiences to see that and continue to see those 6 queens thrive, which is so exciting. And then another piece out, our final piece, I guess, and then we'll wrap up this week's episode. Elle Fanning is making her Broadway debut in Appropriate at Second Stage Theater, a new play by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins. It's going to be phenomenal. I can't wait for that show. I've read the script multiple times. I went in for it, and it's really something to put on your list here for the season. So very exciting stuff. It's got a stacked cast, and I can't wait to see how this goes. Elle Fanning making her Broadway debut. It's a big one. I'm excited, and y'all should be too, because this role is no joke. So welcome to Broadway, Elle Fanning, the star that you are. Very exciting stuff. All right, that's all I have for the news this week, and we'll get back next week on here with another one. I was thinking about doing 2 episodes next week due to the lack of interview. This week, I don't think that 2 episodes is going to be it, because we have a bunch of content coming up on YouTube from all of these events that I've been working lately with Broadway and Broadway Forever, and Here We Are, and then we have Spamalot opening, hopefully, that we will be attending. So there's just been a lot going on lately, and we're just sorting all of this out and trying to get this all to you. But the content is being made, and the entertainment will be at your on your computers, on your screens, on whatever. They will be accessible for you as always in no time. So thanks for staying with us. Thanks for tuning in. And we have an exciting one for you all next week with either a writer or a performer. Hopefully it's going to be a Wicked cast member to talk about the 20th anniversary, which, by the way, shout out Wicked. Congratulations on 20 years on Broadway. That is no easy feat. So very exciting stuff. And hopefully we'll get someone on to talk about that. If not, it will, you know, it'll be an exciting episode nonetheless. So come back next week. Hopefully I will no longer be battling whatever I'm battling right now. I've been battling this thing for like a couple weeks now. So apologies. And, you know, I think that that about wraps it up. Oh, today, Thursday, October 26th. Oh my God, I'm the worst because I meant to announce this on last week's episode. I did not. This today on October 26th, tonight, 9:30. If you're listening to this on Thursday, the 26th, when it comes out and you stayed long enough, I appreciate you and you are a real one. And I would appreciate you even more and think that you are the realist. If you come to Green Room 42 tonight, we have a cabaret going on and I'm going to be singing in it. That'll be interesting. It'll be my first time back on a Green Room stage since I believe the 100th episode of Take a Bow. I don't know. Anyways, crazy stuff. So going to be singing for the first time in a long time. Come on out. Tickets are super cheap. You get like $20 tickets. You could use Couch 5 for $5 off your ticket. And that's going to be tonight at 9:30, October 26th. So come on out on Thursday, and I hope to see you there. If you do come, please come say hi to me after the show. We'll chat, we'll hang, we'll do whatever, and we'll kick off the Halloween weekend in a spooky cabaret with me singing a song about zombies. So thank you so much for tuning in, and until then, I hope to see you all next week. Bye, everyone. Have a great week.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.